This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Century Downtown Walnut Creek and XD. Enjoy luxury loungers in every auditorium. Visit Cinemark.com today. So there is a Brit... Hooman, this is
yes,
for you.
Yes, I'm here.
Listen up. The amazing one, listen.
Thank you.
A brand new production of Cirque du Soleil is coming to town.
Oh, what's it called?
Volta.
Oh.
Does that mean it's electric?
Well,
opening. Oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna see what the storyline is here, yeah.
It's opening November 15th at the parking lot at AT&T Park in San Francisco. They do a big top setup over there. And,
mm-hmm.
and
cool.
then it is going to be starting February 13th under the big top at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds.
Oh, wow.
So two locations, and we will have tickets for this next week. Is that the theme music for Volta?
It's not, but it's for Cirque. For another show from Cirque, I'm looking for Volta right now.
Volta's about blazing your own trail, transformation, total freedom and movement.
Oh.
Looks like they've got BMX bikes and all these tricks and all
these
ramps.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Cool.
It is an amazing show.
Need such a large space with the fairgrounds.
Yep. Okay. Well, they set up a great big tent, and it really is quite an incredible show. I've seen a few. I think Hooman has seen almost all of them.
I have.
You're a huge Cirque du Soleil fan.
The best one, hands down, if you go to Vegas, go see O.
Which is the underwater one.
That's O. Yeah.
That one looks good.
And Ka is really good, too.
Is that the vertical one?
That's the fire one.
Oh.
It's all fire. One's water, one's fire. Those are my top two.
Vertical one?
Yeah.
There is vertical stuff in Ka.
Because the
wall.
Yeah, where they go like sideways and they're on the... Yeah,
and they start climbing and it's pretty intense.
That's the fire one?
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so O is the water one. Okay.
Hopefully we'll all go back to Vegas as a morning show.
That would be
great.
Yeah. When's that happening?
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Let's do it. Embrace it. It's amazing. ABC has given a green light to cooking competition series Family Food Fight, which will star Ayesha Curry.
Ooh.
Steph Curry's wife. She is not her first hosting gig. She's actually done some other stuff as well. And I guess they're saying that she's a former actress. I didn't ever see her in anything, but maybe she was like trying to make it in Hollywood.
That is a good-looking family, man.
Yeah,
the mom is like Steph's mom is like a supermodel.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
So this is, I guess there's a show like this in Australia, same name, Family Food Fight. On Australian format, the show pits eight families from across the United States against each other in a battle to determine which is the country's top food family. So does this mean they have like family restaurants or?
I don't know.
I'm looking at her Wikipedia. So she was on an episode of Ballers.
The Rock.
Yeah, she was also in a bunch. Hannah Montana. She was in one episode She was in.
She must have been a young girl, right?
Yeah.
She's not that old. How old is Ayesha Tyler? Ayesha Tyler.
She was born in 1989.
Ayesha Curry.
89.
Oh.
She was born in Toronto.
Oh.
She was also in some show called Whitaker Bay. I've never heard of that.
But she had some acting gigs. And.
Yeah. And she's been in a bunch of other shows as well. There's a show called Charming. I don't know.
Well, so this new show, Family Food Fight, they say is going to put regional cooking on display, and it'll see everybody competing for a grand prize of $100,000. Hmm. So she will be the host, and they're calling her restaurateur and cookbook author Ayesha Curry. She had previously served as a co-host on ABC's The Great American Baking Show, which was canceled last year because one of the judges, there were some abuse allegations against him. She also previously hosted a show called Ayesha's Homemade for the Food Network. And there you go. So I don't see when this is going to start, but Look for Aisha Curry on Family Food Fight. Richard Simmons is in the news today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What's up with him?
He is suing a private investigator who he claims put a tracking device on his car to help tabloids prove what appeared to be a false story that he was undergoing a sex change. So I guess the tabloid hired this PI.
Mm-hmm.
He put a tracking device, according to this lawsuit, on Richard Simmons' friend's car. They're saying his caretaker's car, Teresa Ravella's. And this way they could follow Simmons and see if he was visiting hospitals.
How old is he now?
He's 69.
Yeah, he's old. They actually say that he often uses her car and is driven around by her in this car. He relies on her for transportation. They are saying in the suit the device was attached to the car for more than a year. And Richard Simmons is claiming this guy has used at least 17 tracking devices to shadow more than a dozen people.
17?
Why are they torturing him? What has he done?
I don't know. They just want to prove he's getting a sex mm-hmm. change, I guess.
Yeah, but he's...
He just leaves a poor man alone.
He's 69. He's living a
recluse's life. Richard says that when they discovered the tracking device, he suffered mental anguish, anxiety, feelings of powerlessness, frustration, and humiliation. He sued the National Enquirer for defamation after it published a story saying he was in the middle of a sex change. A trial judge dismissed the case, ruling that calling someone transgender does not expose the person to hatred or ridicule. He's appealing that dismissal, and now he's added this, that he was tracked for a year.
Man, spending the last years of your life in multiple lawsuits? That is not good.
Seems miserable. Remember, there was a podcast even, like, finding mm-hmm. Richard Simmons, or where the hell is Richard Simmons, or because he hadn't been seen for years.
Yeah, people were saying he was being abused.
Right.
Missing Richard Simmons.
Oh, missing Richard Simmons. Like, people were afraid that he was, like, being held hostage and someone had access to his accounts and stuff.
Right, right.
What's he worth now?
$15 million.
Oh.
That's modestly rich, right?
Sure, he's fine.
He's rich, but
he's not private jet rich.
Shoot, he's not even Rolls Royce rich, is he?
Well, I suppose if he really wanted one, he could have one. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, I guess that she's been trying to keep people out of her mansion. You know, people keep showing, people know where she lives, and so they keep...
A Rolls Royce in 2018 is $417,000.
So, yes, if he wants to spend a large chunk of his $15 million on a Rolls Royce, I suppose he could.
When they say he's worth $15 million, that might be...
His house.
His house yeah. included.
Right.
And
right. His
whatever.
Net worth.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine going off on tangents. This show has been one of those shows. I'm totally down with it. Thank you, amazing one. Thank you.
That's not going to happen next news break. I'll tell you that right now.
Write that down.
Get him.
We'll just keep quiet.
Get him.
Gotcha, man.
Get him. Taylor has a place in Beverly Hills. In late 2017, she put walls up around it, 6.5 to 7 foot walls. And that they're not high enough. A guy was just arrested for trespassing in April. And now she was just granted permission for a 12 to 14 foot high wall.
Oh, wow. Not hot oil or...
I was going to say, yeah, that's what she needs to do is just like, you know,
dragon.
I don't know, put spikes coming out of the top, glass embedded. Didn't we hear like Eminem has, or maybe they made him take it down. Like he had a big stone wall, like a cement wall, and he had embedded glass all along the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
So no one could climb through. Anyway, she's going to build it's a fortress.
Well.
Sounds attractive.
You should feel safe in your own home.
That's true.
You shouldn't like look out the window of your home and see someone looking in at you.
Yes.
That should never happen to anybody.
Yeah. And if you want to feel like you live in a box, that should be your call. So they're saying that this 12 to 14 foot high wall would actually go behind the current walls and that they would be planting in between in order to screen that wall from neighbors and make it somewhat more attractive, I guess. Because obviously that thing would be an eyesore if you lived right next to it and block out the damn sun. So, yeah, she's got all kinds of landscaping in the plans, and they're saying a special meeting had to be called to grant permission. Her home was designated a historic landmark. That's
did
a huge.
That's
it
a
must be
thing.
An old. It's an old Beverly Hills thing. It's not necessarily a good thing because a lot of times it means you can't make any changes.
Well,
and there's
but
a special committee for anything you want to do.
Doesn't it protect you from? Well, I guess not. I don't know. I've seen some.
We backed out of a house that was a historical landmark
on purpose.
They were like, "Well, you can never change the way it looks, and you know you
and
can't
that's your
do
thing.
That addition. No,
right.
You can't." We're like, okay. We don't want to have to go through a committee to do stuff to
there's,
our house.
There were these houses on this ridge near where I live, and they were all protected by trees, and it was you never even really noticed
there,
it.
Right.
And there was a sign up that said notice of whatever, some building kind of thing, you know. Well, eventually, I guess that went through, but they tore all those trees down, and those people's homes are just exposed to everything.
No.
And I guess it's all that wasn't their land.
Oh.
So wherever they, you know, their home is still there and hasn't been touched, but all that cover they had that was so beautiful is just gone, and they're all exposed
Why
to the street
the
because they're building more stuff right on the other side of their. And I bet their homes have been there 40 or 50 years. But now, all of a sudden.
So I just did some research on Taylor Swift's home.
Yes. In the one in Beverly Hills,
the
right?
one that's a historic landmark. So she asked for it to be a historic landmark, and then it went in front of the board. And, of course, because it's Taylor Swift, it was
they
a unanimous
yes.
yes. Not even one no vote.
Is it a pretty old
So the
house?
Home was originally owned by Samuel Goldwyn of Goldwyn Pictures, which later became MGM, which, you know, ultimately hosts all the James Bond movies. And it was built in 1934, so you're right, it's historic in that sense. And it, I don't know, it says the historic features are the tennis court and the curved patio. It doesn't seem like
I
part of the house to me.
What she sees as a benefit to declaring it.
There must be one.
There must be.
Maybe there's a tax break or something. Although why she would need a tax break, I don't know. Probably going to spend $1 million on this 14-foot wall she's putting up. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Bill Clinton. He was asked about Monica Lewinsky on the Today Show. Do you have a little bit of the?
He
got a little
it.
Heated. He didn't lose it, but he was not.
That's
psyched.
All I have to say to you.
Yeah.
I would have followed up right then. What are the facts?
Yeah, well, then please won't
tell
you lay
us
those
the facts,
facts out?
I would love to
what
hear
are these gaping facts.
This
we're
side of the story that you have that's going to completely. Show us this scene in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Wow. So he was on Colbert last night.
Yeah,
and
Colbert
he was
did him some
this.
Favors, didn't he?
He looks a lot better after this. Okay.
I laughed at least two or three times. Was it yesterday? Maybe the day before when Woody Allen was saying, I should be the poster boy of the Me Too movement. And I
because
was thinking,
I've been so good.
I don't think you...
Yeah, you should just...
You're a writer. You should understand how that sounds. Ding dong. Poster boy.
That was so funny. Kate Spade committed suicide yesterday. And this is a total aside to that. It's a tragic story, which is everywhere. I'm sure you're getting details left and right. A lot of them conflicting. Weirdly, I believe this is Monday night's Jeopardy. She is the answer to a question. Just,
oh, wow.
I know. And the next day, on because she killed herself on Tuesday.
All right. So the benefit of owning... So a historic home becomes historic by its age, its integrity, and its significance. Like, you know, famous architects, whatever. Anyway, the benefit is exactly what you said. You get a tax credit, a tax incentive, and you get lower interest for the loan.
Oh.
So you get a lot of benefits. It also depends on the county... I'm sure wherever she is, Beverly Hills, Bel Air.
There's probably something because there's a lot of, I would think that just from someone having lived at a certain house, there would be.
Well, yeah. And there were some other things. Because it was the Samuel Goldwyn house, he, you know, like so many famous people. Charlie Chaplin was always hanging out there. So
probably lots of photos of that house. And
yeah.
Well, and that's why what made me think of those homes near my house that have had all the tree cover removed. I would think you would be protected from people doing stuff around you
right.
as well. Since you can't do anything to the house, that would be a great reason for you to go to the city council and say, they can't block my view. I can't. If I can't build up, they can't. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's got to be protections in place.
I'm wondering how she's getting a 14-foot wall put on the, like, she already had it declared.
Well, she's got the whole county in her back pocket.
Yeah, she's also Taylor Swift.
If they're giving her unanimous votes to turn it historic, all of a sudden they're going to do unanimous for anything she wants, right?
I'm Taylor Swift the whole time.
Well, and people in L.A. are not new to celebrity. They're fully aware of the kind of things that come with celebrity. Mm-hmm. They probably fully understand when she says, someone was looking in my window while I was trying to watch some TV.
What do you want, Taylor? Anything you want. What should we do?
I'm on tour, and I'm looking at my Nest camera, and there's someone in my refrigerator.
Quick, have her lie down. Tell us, Taylor. What do you need? Someone massaging her?
And also, can you sign this for my 9-year-old?
Yes. We're going to take a selfie as you're lying down on this couch.
Okay. I'll do it if it means a yes vote.
Put rose petals in front of
her. Oh, goodness. You have it all laid out. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much great stuff, including mascara warning.
Uh-oh, I just bought new mascara yesterday.
Whoa-oh.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I get the same kind I always buy, but I just bought some.
A 25-year one run out?
Yeah. Had it for a while.
And an obituary that you get to decide. Is it wrong?
I'm sure it
after
is.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Yesterday, we had a grand prize winner for the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party, 2-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It was Candace from Danville. Oh. Maybe today, it'll be you from wherever you live. We're doing it again. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show Pool Party is back, and this time it is midsummer. We're doing it July 11th. So right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins 2 passes to our Secret Show and for the pool party, July 11th, 2018, Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, and you'll be in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway for an indulgent 2-night stay at the Fairmont. Delicious.
Yay.
I want winners, too. You have to be over 21 for this one. There's usually drinking at the Secret Show, and I know there's going to be some at the pool party. We're going to have a blast. I hope you can make it. Call right now. There are chances throughout the day to get in the running for today's grand prize, and we'll tell you who won that tomorrow. 800-400-3697. Call right now. Be caller number 97. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales event is on. Up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale and see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari.
Oh.
Mercari is the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
I do like to go to the Bay Club. It's great there.
Work out.
Look at that body.
Mercari.com. We begin with the Warriors. They play tonight, everyone. It's game 3 Cleveland, 6 p.m. tip time.
We put up an incredible Instagram post, everyone. Alice973 Instagram. Oh.
Thank you, Human. You are amazing at posting things and making them amazinger than they would have been.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, so is it wrong,
it is.
Sarah, to write an obituary and be mean?
Yes.
I don't know. Was the person an a-hole?
Yes, apparently the person was. So the headline is Survivors Penning Revenge Obituaries to Settle Scores with the Departed.
Mm. Oh, so this has happened often.
Well,
we've been waiting for this guy to die for a while so we can say all the mean things.
something that's usually frowned upon. You don't speak ill of the dead.
That's right. You have to try to come up with some nice stuff. Or just don't write an obituary at all.
Kathleen Demlow passed away on Thursday at 80 years old. And instead of the typical beloved mother and friend that you would typically find in someone's memorial, her obituary in the Redwood Falls Gazette was nasty.
Nasty.
The bitter memorial exposes her scandalous affair. And more, as it says, Kathleen Demlow was born on March 19th, 1938 to Joseph and Gertrude. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957 and had two children, Gina and Jay. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlow, and then moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents. She passed away and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Oh, boy.
Is it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So that's wrong.
If it makes them feel better, I guess it's okay. I don't know.
You should not die with that kind of unforgiveness.
She probably didn't even care, obviously. She abandoned her children and went to California with her husband's brother. She was like, I follow you guys. I hate you. I'm going to have a fun life. You people suck. Yeah, maybe Gina and George, whatever the kid's name is, they should look inside.
So,
find some forgiveness and be better people.
On top of the kids just obviously being angry, on top of angry, that's piles of anger. There, as she's dead, man.
Yeah. Let it go.
Is it wrong for the paper to have printed that? Because the paper's catching crap, too. The paper's like...
I feel like the paper is a business. Yeah, they get paid for it. Times is tough in the paper industry these days. It's like, yes, I'll take your $90 to run the obituary.
And look at all the press we're getting.
Yeah.
You got hateful stuff. We're
what's
the
it called? The
you.
Redwood City Express?
The Redwood Falls Gazette.
Oh,
they actually tweeted. Here's some of the comments they got. You should be ashamed of yourself allowing that obituary to be published. Everyone deserves respect and dignity in death.
Not everyone.
What they said here is, in response, most people at the Gazette, including the editor, protested running the obit, but were overruled.
Well,
by the finance department.
Probably,
no doubt.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, shouldn't it, right?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
Can you discern?
Shouldn't it what? Run? Yeah.
Well, yeah, shouldn't it run? I mean.
Yeah, blame the evil children who were obviously abandoned for a good reason. Just kidding, people who were abandoned. I'm sorry.
Write in, text into her.
Yeah. Messed up, Sarah.
Get her.
I thought this was funny and maybe a solution to the problem, maybe not. You tell me,
okay,
Sarah,
right.
As unsolicited D pics seem to be part of the problem, you know.
All right.
That's nice of you.
Is this the problem, the Me Too problem?
I think so, sure. It's on the list of probably things
that
have...
don't send them unsolicited. I don't think there's anything wrong with sending someone a D if they are aware that that's what's happening. If someone texted you, hey, are you going to be at the meeting tomorrow at 9:30? And you respond with a DP, which is hot. That's wrong. And you should be in trouble for that.
This person came up with the penis poster.
Oh.
Which they say here, the designers at PP.
A penis poster.
Say the idea is to provide an alternative for men who want to share their man area with the world, but rather than send these pictures of yourself to everyone you know, you can have a poster made.
And then that way people who come into your office, if they ask about it, you could just say, that's me.
One of them says, scale of Matthew's man area.
Mm-hmm.
Another... scale of Chad's man area, and one is flaccid and one is at attention. You can scroll through there and tell me if you think that's a worthwhile investment.
Oh, I'm not sure I understand.
They're artfully done. They're not true depictions.
Oh, it's scale 1 to 1. These are actual size, Ben. Is what they're saying is it's they're represented in their actual size. That's wow. I like the Chad's the flaccid one is very sort of an abstract drawing.
You like that?
I really thought that what you were going to tell me is that women would get a picture sent to them that they didn't want, and they would get it blown up into a poster.
No, this is for men to exercise their need to show what they've got in a way that would
oh boy, it, underneath,
not be
did you
as
notice
offensive.
It has the length, the girth.
Oh, I did not know it had measurements. No. I saw that. It's
whether or not it's circumcised.
What does it say? You tell me.
Grower versus shower.
What?
Yeah,
it's all there?
It's all there. And
Yuzi?
This is it's an actual size.
Yes.
So the thing is small in
do
the
I
center of a large
a
poster. Yeah, I think you should
look
like
at this.
Do you like it? Oh, and here's one of Brandon's.
Let me take a look.
Do you like it, Sarah?
I don't know why everything has to
would
be
would you get one for John?
In centimeters.
I know. I was looking at that, too.
Why does it
well,
have to be
well, because
in
it's European.
Oh.
Oh, I see. 14 centimeters in girth is. I'm not sure.
Yes,
yeah, you
got to
pull out your calculator.
A couple of those
Google
were 16
that.
Centimeters. That's,
oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know from centimeters.
Let's convert.
So 16 centimeters is equal to 6 inches.
Oh, boy, that's a long girth.
Oh, yeah. No, that was it. Wasn't
was that,
that
the length or was
that's
that
girth?
Girth is around.
Right? So that means 6 yeah. inches wrapped around.
Mm. Boy,
that's a Red Bull. We've already talked about this.
A Red Bull is 6 inches mm-hmm. around.
Yep.
Nah, I'm not.
I like
really
it.
A fan of it.
You don't like the poster?
No.
You prefer
they're
the
not
picture
as,
to.
They're not as obscene as I thought they were going to be. I really like the.
I mean,
see
it does,
the Chad
it does
one? How it's
artsy.
A, just a little line drawing.
Looks artsy,
kinda
but
neat.
I don't want that. In
well,
my
isn't
house.
That a Picasso thing?
Mm.
Or is that
yeah,
is,
a little
have
abstract.
All artists
it's
done
sort
that
of,
one line drawing in order to finish the whole thing?
Yeah, there's a name for that. That's a one. That's a.
Oh, this have that's not bad. That's about this is about a 6 inch girth.
Here. I'd rather have like a top hat on fatty. It.
A top hat.
Yeah, a little you mustache, say, a cane.
Yeah, a cane.
Dress
little,
it up.
A little
sombrero maybe. Oh, a monocle. Wow,
yeah,
yours
a monocle.
Is a fancy penis.
Yeah,
it's a high class penis.
Mm-hmm.
A woman named...
yeah, have you put a clown nose on yours? Is that... And a little orange afro?
Right. It's a rainbow afro. Yeah.
A woman named...
A ribbon comes out of it. It never stops. Squirts it with its flower.
Condoms that never stop
oh,
coming.
That's
yeah.
fantastic. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, okay.
A woman named Kimberly Dean and a guy named Ron Palmer dated in high school in St. Paul, Minnesota almost 4 decades ago.
Oh.
After they broke up, they stayed friends, and at one point they made a pact that if they were both still single at 50, they might as well get married.
Oh.
They said it was a joke, but they, you know, repeated it.
But then 40 years went by.
Multiple times as they continued to stay single into their 50s. Kimberly's now 51, Ron is 54, they're both still single. Although both of them have gotten married and divorced.
Ah.
Last week, they followed through on their pact and decided to marry. Kimberly's daughter, Kayla, says she thinks they were always supposed to wind up together. People who are meant to be together will always find each other.
Hmm.
It may take 37 years, but it can happen.
Well,
do you believe this is romantic?
It there
or
is
hold on,
an element.
Or pathetic.
It's a little bit of both, because if they're not really in love... Why would they get married? Like, why? So you can have another divorce on your record? I don't know. I mean, if they're really in love, if they've been friends all along, why didn't they just hook up earlier? Don't marry someone just because there's no one else. Like, work on yourself. I'd find something else to do. There's no law that says you have to get married.
I need to jump ahead.
Am I
this leads me to my next story. Right. This story has been sitting around for a minute, but
right,
I thought it sort of falls into our bad advice segment in that a person has written about how someone eats a Kit Kat.
Oh, they have a problem.
A woman named
with
Haley
it?
Bird accidentally posed a question on Twitter last week when she posted a picture of how her boyfriend bit into an unbroken Kit Kat bar. So the whole bar
is together
and he bites
he just
it.
Bites. He didn't break off, he didn't snap off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And she posted that a person who eats a Kit Kat like this has to be all wrong.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Should she dump him?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Oh, definitely. He's just that's a person who doesn't take the time for the little things in life.
And 1,000 people weighed in on this as they felt like it was worthy of comment.
And what was the prevailing answer?
They say someone from CNN actually tweeted in on it and said, break up with him at once.
Break me off a piece of that. Kit Kat. Oh, boy. It's like a remix. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear that.
No, it's human in the background.
No, that wasn't.
So should you break up with someone who eats a Kit Kat bar whole without breaking the sticks apart? A lot of people told her, yeah, you should break. And I can't help but feel like this is just such a sad reality. People don't want to be coupled up.
Like, so you're just saying this was any excuse to get rid of this guy.
I mean, is she being funny and cute, or is she like, I just need to stay single and I need to find any reason to get rid of this guy?
There's a really valid thing here. Like,
what?
Someone who's just bites right in. Like, you don't do that.
You're on that part of the story?
This is a person who isn't taking time to enjoy his food. This is a person who's skipping over the little things. I don't like this.
She's right.
Thank you.
She's right?
You break off the piece. I just don't understand. Like, what are you, just horking things?
Maybe he doesn't want to get chocolate all over his fingers.
Yeah, maybe his answer to your question is, listen, I bought this candy bar. Mm. It's my tummy and my teeth. Yeah. Back off!
Yeah, we can disagree, and I'm going to break up with you. Yeah, that's fine. You eat your Kit Kat any way you want. I'm going to move on to someone who takes a little more care with things in life. I'm going to give you a break right now. A break up.
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
Brutal.
Please. Like, I care. Just trying to give you my snap judgment.
There's a 50-year-old woman named Teresa Lynch in Sydney, Australia, who never washes off her mascara before she goes to bed. She's been doing it for 25 years.
Oh.
Gets in bed with the mascara still on.
Well, it depends on what kind you use, but mine just washes off in the shower. But I've worn stuff that stays on that you actually have to use, like, cold cream to get off, and that it just becomes super gummy
after a
while. Like the
waterproof ones, yeah.
She did that for 25 years, but then started to get serious pain in her eyes. She went to a doctor and found the mascara had built up and created a bunch of permanent black lumps under her eyelids.
Oh,
yuck.
She needed surgery to have the lumps removed, and even though they're gone now, she wound up scarring both her eyelids and her corneas.
Oh. So the moral of the story is, wash that off, man.
Take your makeup off before you go to bed for crying. I mean, unless you're just so drunk that you know.
Yeah, once in a while, you can leave it on.
5 days a week,
Do you want to know the consequences for not taking off your makeup at night?
Oh, I just heard. Oh. Infection.
Oh. I don't want to see it. Don't show me.
Wow. So it was just all gummed up underneath her eyelid and... That's super bogus. Also, underneath her nails is disgusting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
she's disgusting. She probably just bites Kit Kat bars. Like, there's no...
tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Like, that is a lady who just has no personal
hygiene.
She's pretty, too. Like, you know, she clearly gets her hair dyed all the time. Like, lady, get that crap out.
Let me ask you this. This is a question I have
Poopy
for
scoopy.
You. Because there's a rumor going around in high school about this one girl, and throughout life I've often wondered about people who are heavily made up.
Yes.
Lots of makeup, lots of hairdo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the rumors was that she would make that last as long as possible. So she'd do herself up, and she could go 2-3 days without... Maybe she'd shower her body, but she'd keep her makeup
and her hair
the same. And so maybe this lady's deal is...
She doesn't like to shower?
Well, like, you know, I got that on. It's on.
Like
I don't need
work of art.
Well, at the end, it's, you know, I'm done. I've taken care of myself. I don't want to have to redo this all the time. Is that possible?
No, because when you sleep, if you keep your makeup on, it's all over your pillow.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
and it just
for your
smears
face.
Right. I mean, I'm sure she washed her face every night. I would assume.
But just left her eye makeup on?
Yeah, that if it doesn't come off with plain soap and water, I'm sure it just stayed on. Your girl in high school maybe
It wasn't my girl, but the girl I'm talking
the girl
about.
You're
yeah,
referring
yeah.
To.
I, that's just one of those rumors that
yeah,
went around.
Yeah, it's just hilarious talking about
our text
Mindy's
number
makeup.
Is. I don't know it. 707 has written in. Oh my God, listening to yesterday's show, use a fresh aloe gel for your blisters. Did you go to the doctor and get the medicine that you were supposed to get to help your burns?
I did not get that silver medicine. I talked to her about it, but I have this polysporin that I had already purchased that's just as good.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm using that and a lot less expensive. Oh. My insurance is crazy. Like, ridiculous.
Mm.
How much I have to pay.
Really?
It's
killing you.
It's stupid. But it's my health, so I'm like, I have to pay that much again? Okay. Here's the credit card.
Aren't you in the union?
It's just a whole thing. So,
you do that, but you do that through the company or through the union?
It's something we probably shouldn't talk about, it's just crazy expensive. But, so I went. The doctor was super nice, and I was saying how much I'm improving, and then I go, but look at this. She goes, oh, honey. Oh, my God.
Looking at the burns?
Yeah. So those are getting a lot better.
Oh. What's happening?
One broke overnight. It's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So that's on the way to healing. There's two left.
In case you... I'm sorry, if you're just joining us and you don't know about this, Yuzette has diverticulitis. She was using a heating pad to give herself some relief, and she kept turning it on, not realizing that she was actually giving herself second-degree burns on her belly. Like, she's got blisters, large burn blisters on her belly.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. We've seen the pictures. She won't show us in person. and so that's what she's talking about.
You'd show me, wouldn't you?
Well, they're all bandaged up.
Well, she's got a skirt on.
I
don't
want
to. Pull the skirt down? Let's have a look.
Up? No.
Whatever. I know this is just a skirt. I don't want you to pull it up. I don't want to have to see your panties.
What?
Well, that'd be terrible.
What a nightmare that would
come
be.
On.
That's how you're going to see them.
You can't just pull the skirt
they're
down.
They're that low.
I don't want to see
them. They're like...
All right,
Vaughn,
here we go.
Right
here.
Vaughn,
no,
zoom
I'm
in the camera. Vaughn, get ready with the camera. I don't
want to
look, but
all
Vaughn,
the seats just got empty.
I'm not showing
everybody
you.
Just jumped out of their seat. That's hilarious.
Get out!
The whole room
vultures.
Did run to the window.
I'm going to show you my
broke my headphones.
Underwear.
Yeah, pervert.
So you'll show us in the office.
No, I'm not going to show you. It's really odd. You saw the picture.
Yeah, but we couldn't
really. They're so much better now.
Yeah. We want to see him better. We want to see
okay,
his name
I'll
improve.
Take a picture
they
later.
Have their 3D glasses on.
I know,
ready.
They really do, huh, Hooman? God, you guys need to
oh,
go
gross.
Get laid.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.